I would like to discuss the following shayla. What would be the halacha if there was an article would be printed in, let's say, the New York Times or some other fancy schmancy real estate magazine about an individual, a community, and so on? Would you be permitted to read it, such an article? Is it permitted? Or is that lashon hara? Is that something that's mutter or asa? Another shayla would be Benegia writing a negative review about a merchant. Is that permitted? Is that something that is allowed? We know that there's an isser of lashon hara. I can't go over to someone and tell them, you know, something that's negative about someone else. We know that's pasha. That's an isser of lashon hara. No explanation needed. Now, what would be if I were to say it over to two people? L'chaira, simple svar would be that would be even more answer. Three people, that should be even more answer. Pasha means that a svar. Even just means that sechal yasha. You think that the more people I say it over to, the bigger the avir it is. However, the Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Lamed Tes says, "Kol misamra bapei tosa lezba mishum lishna bisha." That if you were to say over lashon hara in front of three people, you don't have an issur of lashon hara. So just the simple reading of the Gemara is a pella, because one could understand on a very simple level, if I say over lashon hara to one person, it's obvious why that's usur. So kol shekin if I say it over to three people. So now all of a sudden we have a Gemara that says if you say it over in front of three people, it's mutter. So you gather the larger the audience, the you found it ahead for lashon hara. Say it over in front of the stadium. It's mutter. What's the pshat in the Gemara? Hush the pshat. So the Rashbam on the Gemara says that avada the speaker has an isser of lashon hara. The one who's saying over the lashon hara in front of the three people, he's for sure over the isser of lashon hara. However, those three people who are present, since there's a concept of chaver chavis, like, that once lashon hara is said over in front of three people, it's going to go around, it's going to become public knowledge. So now, says the Rashbam, they can go and repeat it. And not only could they repeat it, but they could even repeat it to the subject of the lashon hara. In other words, they could go and do technically what we would say is asat tzuchilus. Because now it's already public knowledge, and therefore it's mutter. That's what the Rashbam says. That's the first mahalach on how to learn the Gemara. However, there's another four mahalachim. There's Taisus, and Taisus on the Gemara says something else. Taisus says that we're talking about the speaker. The heter of Apei Tlasa is given to the one who's saying the Lashon Hara. In other words, if a person says Lashon Hara in front of three people, he has no Isser whatsoever. And the simple reading of Taisus is a Pelah. And therefore the Chavetz Chaim says it's impossible on a Pashat Pshat, it's impossible for that to be Pshat in Taisus. But if you read Taisus says, "Lesba mishum l'shavisha pirush la'aisei she'aymer l'fnei gimel." We're talking about the guy, the person who's saying over the lashon hara. He has a heter. So, what's the pshat such as that? How could that be? So says the Chafetz Chaim, the pshat in Taisus is not pasha pshat. It's alpi Taisus in Erechin. He says in mitzvah svar. Taisus in Erechin, the Gemara is a very similar Gemara. It says again, "Kol misatem samra v'api plus lesba mishum l'shavisha." Taisus says over there, it does not mean that the speaker doesn't have an isser of saying gnus in someone else, of stam ranting about someone else. Rather, what it means is, it means to say that the speaker is allowed to say something which could be interpreted in one of two ways. Says Taisus, kigayin denura beitlan. In other words, let's say a person is coming to a city, he wants to know where there is, you know, where he can get food or whatever it is, and it's midnight, and they say you can go to Yanko's house. Now, when you say you can go to Yanko's house, that can be interpreted in one of two ways. That either could be because he's tremendous machaserich, and he always has a fire going, and he's always ready to serve whoever needs, and put up a chalom for whoever needs a chalom at midnight. Or it can mean that Yanko's a pashit, he's just a party animal. So it's a vak lashon hara. Such lashon hara, says the Chafetz Chaim, is permitted to say over in front of three people. Usually we have an isser even for a vak lashon hara. You can't say over something that could be interpreted as a positive or as a negative. However, if it's said over in front of three people, says the Chafetz Chaim, we can assume very, very, very safely that it has to be that the speaker means as a positive. Why? Because we have the concept, again, the klal, chaver chaveresle. So if chaver chaveresle, so he knows, if I say over in front of three people, I know it's definitely going to get back to the subject of lashon hara. So LMI, we can advise this from that I meant it as a positive, I didn't mean it as a negative. That's the way the Chafetz Chaim learns Taisus. So therefore, you have Taisus of pshat, you have the Rashbam's pshat. Taisus is saying it's going back on the speaker, and that's where the heter is. And the Rashbam, like we said before, said it's going back into ones who are listening. I would just want to say over Rashi learns the Gemara and Erechim totally different. And I don't want to get involved in the other shitas or Rishonim, but there's Rashi, there's Rabbeinu Yehuda. I want to focus on three shitas: the Rashbam, the Rambam, and Tosfos. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tosfos in Parak Hey Zayin Halacha Zayin. I'm sorry, it's Parak Zayin Halacha Hey. He says very similar to the Rashbam that the heter of Api Tosa is given to the ones who are listening. However, it does not extend the heter to Rechilos. Meaning, we said, according to Rashbam, that the heter of Api Tosa is even for Rechilos. So someone goes and says over Lashon Hara from three people, those three people are permitted to go and repeat what they heard, even to the subject of Lashon Hara. In other words, for Rechilos. However, the Rambam leaves that out. So the Rambam says that the heter of Api Tosa is given to the three people that are sitting there. Three people are sitting there, they're allowed to go and repeat it because the concept of Chavachav is there. Now, the simple kash on this right away is that it's a pelo. What can be pshat in the Rambam? All of a sudden, someone goes and tells you over Lashon Hara, and it's for sure going to go out. It's going to be public knowledge. Okay, but who gives? Where did I have the heter to go and repeat it? Who said I'm the one who's allowed to go and be mefarsim in this Lashon Hara?
So circular mechal.
What did you say?
You're allowing them to do it because they're going to do it anyway?
Correct. So that's the Chavetz Chaim has as an issue. What's the pshat in the Rambam? Right? How could you telling me the pshat is that the heter of Api Tosa is given to the three people? Why? Because when you say something in front of three people, then there's a code that goes out. It's for sure going to be public knowledge.
Why and there's not
Shem and the Rashbam also? Yeah, 100%. Rashbam and the Rambam are saying very similar. The only thing that the Rashbam and the Rambam are seem to be different about is that the Rashbam extends it to Rechilos. The Rambam never said that. If you look in the Rambam Chaim, he puts the Rashbam and the Rambam together. However, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Tosfos, he doesn't say anything about Rechilos. And the Chavetz Chaim pabarns that, but Etzem they're saying the same exact svar. They're not arguing in with regard to the Heter of Api Tosa. It's given to the people who are listening. So the Shaila is, the Chavetz Chaim poses, like you were asking, what's the pshat in the Heter of Api Tosa even on the Rambam, the Rashbam? Because you're telling me that because it's public knowledge, now I have a heter to go do an iser. So fakir, so don't let me do it. So says the Chavetz Chaim a chiddush, because you're not called a roichel, you're not called a peddler. Something that's public knowledge is public, and when I go and I say it over again, that's not called a roichel. The whole entire iser of saying over lashon hara is continuing and furthering this gnus about this individual. However, if it's already out there, so I'm not doing anything. So says the Chavetz Chaim, a chiddush, that's not called a roichel. So therefore, that's the heter of the Rambam and the Rashbam. Now, then it comes out, you have a kula according to the Chavetz Chaim. You have a kula, not according to the Chavetz Chaim, a kula according to the Rambam. You have a kula that you're able to go and say over Lashon Hara, which was said over Api Tosa. So at this point, we've ended this year. So if a person would want to go and read such an article, it should come out that it's mutter, 100% mutter, because it's public knowledge. Something that's written in a magazine or it's written in a newspaper, it's already public knowledge out there. By me reading it and saying it over, what am I doing? However, it's not so simple. First of all, the Chavetz Chaim brings down the Shittas Rambam as a Yesh Aymer. If you look in the Halachas, he doesn't bring it down as a Psak, he brings it down as a Yesh Aymer. And he himself in the Berimayim Chaim says there's no Gemara that says what the Rambam is saying, and he's only bringing it down because there are many Paiskin. They're passing like that, including the Aruch HaShulchan. However, he says that it's not a pashat the psak, and not only is it not a pashat psak, but there are five tnoyim to this heter. So again, just for the sake of clarity, the Rambam is saying that the heter of Atmi Klasa is a heter which is given to the listeners, the ones who are listening to the Lashon Hara. But those that which they're allowed to go and repeat it to other people, there are five conditions. One is it has to be b'derech hakroy. It has to come up in conversation. You can't be mechadim lignos. In other words, I can't go lahedya. Oh, I heard Lashon Hara about Reuven, and now I want to go and rip this guy to shreds because it's out there anyways. It's 100%. That's awesome. If it comes up in conversation, then you're allowed to repeat what you heard. That's number one. Number two is it has to be ba'isa here. It has to be in the same exact city. You can't go and repeat something that people are not going to find out about. So nowadays it's a little bit more complicated because now that we have texting, we have email and social media and everything, when someone says over Lashon Hara, it spreads out wherever you turn. So says the Binyamin Kohen is safer, and Chokas Binyamin, that it depends who you're talking to, and the if you're speaking to a Chabura that does not have texting, So pshat is, then you can assume from those three people it's not going to go out. So it's limited. It's kafi ish kabura. If you're seeing the people who are on social media, yeah, in economy, it's going to go out. It's going to be public knowledge. So it's hakol kafi the kabura that you're speaking to. That's condition number two. Condition number three is you can't embellish anything that you've heard. In other words, you can only repeat exactly what you heard. So if the Lashon Hara was said, you can only repeat it. And that's not so gishmak. Because it's much more gishmak to give a wink, to give a smile, to add in a shtickle knetch to the maisa. It's not so gishmak to just say over the Lashon Hara exactly the way it was. So that being said, again, you're limiting the heter of Aklitasa. Again, another heter is that it has to be said over to somebody who won't believe it as a fact. If you're going to say it over to somebody who's going to believe this that you're saying as a fact, you lost the whole entire heter. And then the last heter is it's only given to the first three people that were by this sefer of Lashon Hara. So going back to our shiloh, whether a person could go and read such a magazine or such an article, I spoke to a lot of people about this, and some people, one person I spoke to, I didn't get the ability to handle with him. He told me, I can't tell you it's usur, however, I'm going to tell you that you shouldn't do it. Don't do it, but I can't tell you it's usur.
Reading or saying it over?
Reading it. We're saying it over, so we're limited to these five tonight. Now, I would like to propose that it's usur. Now, based on a few different svaras, I spoke to someone, Rabbi Yosef Pinter tonight, is that Eden by Shmuel Felder. He wrote a sefer on Ilkus Chofetz Chaim. He did give me a scum on the svaras. He said he has to get back to me. But I was telling him that I want to say it's usur, and I explained to him the svaras that I want to say. First of all, there's an isser to be mitzarif yourself to chabura of Lashon Hara. So number one, if you go and you know that someone is saying lahadi Lashon Hara, albeit that there's a heter v'apei pasa, and it's public knowledge, am I allowed to go and sit down and join them and sit with them? No, there's an isser. So I would like to propose that there's the same isser to go and read a magazine or such an article. I'm being mitzvah for myself. So even if I'm not going to go and repeat it or anything, but still, for what purpose do I gain from this? There's no tayalas. So I'm being mitzvah for myself. That's one svara I'd like to say. Perhaps to say that it's usur. Another svara is that when something's written, it has a much stronger effect on a person than when it's said over. And this is not just my svara. The Maram in Chuvis says this in Chiluk Zayin Tshuva Tzadi Beis. Tirshu. They would say in this Maramakim, and they say, I'm holding a Chuvis Marsham. They say that he says that there's a svara to say that something that's written has a much stronger effect on someone when someone reads it. So although someone's going to go in with a Gantza Kavana that they're not going to believe what's written, Lamaisa, you're walking into a very dangerous area, and it's almost impossible that you're not going to believe something that's written there. That's fine. But Lu Yitzur, you're such a person that's very, that's 100% confidence. You're not going to believe what you're reading. So I would still like to propose another Isser. And that is as follows. The Heter V'Apei Tlasa is given as long as you're not going to embellish. As long as you're not going to be Moisef on anything. Now, any article that's written in a public magazine is written with embellishments. Because if it wasn't, it wouldn't sell. No one's interested in reading the facts. No one's interested in reading that someone stole money. They want to hear juicy details about it. And even if they're not true, they want to hear, it has to be a story. It has to be geshmak. Lashon Hara has to be geshmak. Otherwise, not kedai de'eser, right? So pshat is the same thing. Is it's not a magazine that sells. If it's not geshmak. So there's bevadai, there's embellishments. There's for sure things that are not there that are true. Now the heter v'apei tlasa was given to Lashon Hara, that's for sure true. Who said it's given for Moitzi Shemra? Where do you see in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim that the Heter V'Apei Tlasa was given for Moitzi Shemra? So that was the other svar that I would like to propose that it's usur. Now, there is another thing, the Shel too, another Ma'ar Mokim, that the Chofetz Chaim in his letters, he writes that a person who reads such magazines and such things is a Messiah. And therefore, also lead to Nesadin. Now, the Shaila is, if nowadays you're a Messiah, the New York Times is gonna print the article regardless whether the Jewish community reads it or not. So I don't know that you have, I don't know if the Chafetz Chaim, when he says that also lead to Nesadin, is only because you're a Messiah, or because Lamaisa, you're reading such articles. I'm not sure. I don't know Al Kapanim, Benegeh this year, I would like to propose that perhaps it is usur to read such articles. And based on everything we've said till now, I don't know what the tzad would be to be matter writing a negative review. This, I would just like to switch gears a little bit for the last few minutes. On Rosh Hashanah, I was eating by the Rosh Kettel's house. Rav Binyamin Herman told me over Vart, and Rosh Kettel had a teretz, and he showed me from the Sefer of Mel Satera, from the brother of Vilna Gaon, a teretz to his kasha. I read a little bit before, and a little bit after, and actually was underlined in Rabbi Bledger's Sefer. It said over there that the Iker Shvirus HaYetzer is Misha Shemer's Piv. The way for a person to break his Yetzer Hara is by watching what comes out of his mouth. So Shana was very necessary. What does that mean? A person, the Iker Shvir of the Yetzer Hara is by watching what comes out of a person's mouth. And we're all trying to figure out how to break our Yetzer Hara. It says in Ma'al Satari one line. The Iker Shvirus HaYetzer is to watch what comes out of your mouth. To me, it seemed to be a very hard thing to understand. So Lashon Hara, and the Vopeh, all the Chilos, Shema, so on. But that's the way to break your Yetzer Hara. What's the pshat such as that? So I had the opportunity, Sukkos Ben Zmanim, I was with my uncle, Rabbi Chaim, and I asked him this kasha. I asked him, what's the pshat in Sefer Ma'al Satara? How could it be that the way to break a person's Yetzer Hara and to uproot his Yetzer Hara is by watching what comes out of his mouth? So he told me to Unklus in Parshas Bereishis that says that describes a person as a medaber. The chiluk between a human being and all other creations of the Rebbeinu Shleilom is that a human being has a kayach hadibur. And that is what defines us. It's not just another thing, another mile that we had, but rather it defines us. And when a person chappers with the kayach hadibur, he's chappering with the Shem Adam, with what it means to be a human being. And that was his var. The pshat in the Ma'al Satara is that when a person goes and chappers with his dibur, his kayach hadibur, he's chappering with the Shem Adam. And therefore, when you're showing what comes out of you, that's breaking the Yetzer Hara, because a person is supposed to live without that. And he's touching up the mensch. So I wanted to expound on this inyan a little bit. The Medrash says in Parshas Bereishis that the Nachash was trying to convince Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And how did she convince her? She told him, and the Mefarshim and the Medrash say that the Nachash was an apikurus. She told him as follows, that the reason why the Rebbeinu Shlom told you not to eat from the Eitz Hadas is because if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you can have the kayak to create other Elamas. And just like a craftsman doesn't want a competitor, a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want a competition. And that's the reason why he's telling you not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So in other words, the Nachash was over on Lashon Hara. The first chet that we know of the Torah was the chet of Lashon Hara. And what came out of that? The Gemara and Shabbos and that Kofman Bav says, Arayis came out of that. Ba'Nachash al-Chava Nefes Bozuamo. Arayis came out of Isser of Lashon Hara. What else came out of the Isser of Lashon Hara? We know Ritzicha, because now there was a concept of death. It was only introduced after the Eifrim Neitz Adas. L'chayra, what else came out of it? Avodah Zarah. Because now they were kicked out of Gan Eden. They were out of Gan Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't revealed the same way he was. So when you read the Gemara in Erechin, and the Gemara in Erechin says that Lashon Hara is connected to Gimel Averis Chamuris, it's a Pella. What do you mean it's connected to Gimel Averis Chamuris? Yeah, there's Rabbeinu Yonah, there's Lama Farshim, say it's not literal. But based on this, you have a little bit of a deeper understanding. The kayak of the first chet of Bria Sa'ilam was the chet of Lashon Hara. And what came out of that was the Gimel Chamuris. So just as a Indian of Chizik to bring out the Chamiris of Lashon Hara, we see that's what destroyed the world. From the onset of creation of Bria Sa'ilam, that's what destroyed the world was the Chet of Lashon Hara. Shkai.